Zog the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Trumas, Perik Yud, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Batzel, we have over here an onion of Trumah. Shenesani, that was placed betoich adashim into a tafshel of lentils. The lentils are chulen. The lentils were cooked. It's not in the process of being cooked. There's no liquid here anymore. But it was cooked and it's still hot. And now a Trumah onion fell into my hot lentils. So I can take it out. It's not a problem. It's not like the previous cases where the Trumah fell in. I don't know where it is. I know where it is because it's the onion. Everything else is lentils. My question is, can I eat these lentils now if I'm not a Kayan? Zak the Mishnah. Im Shalom, if the onion is whole, then mutter, then the lentils are mutter even for non-Kayhanim. And the same is true, says the Batanur, the other way around. If the onion, the whole onion was chulin, and the lentils were Trumah, the onion fell into the hot lentils. I want to know if I can eat the onion now if I'm not a kohen. And the answer is if it's whole, it's okay. But if someone first cut up this onion, and then you put it into the lentils, it assers the lentils, or becomes asser from it, depending which is the trauma. Benoisentam means like this. If it could give over a tam, whether it's the trauma onion into the lentils, or the trauma lentils into the onion, if it's been nice and tam, and how would I know that? I would have to ask a kohen to taste it. The kohen says, I taste truma here in the onion, or I taste truma in the lentils. We know it's usser. So if the onion is cut, you have to know that it's usser if it could give over a tam. Whoever zuck the Mishnah Vayit or Shakol Atav shall, according to the Batanur, this means other types of vegetables besides an onion that was placed into the lentils, let's say garlic, then bein shalom, whether it's whole, bein mechotach, it answers it, benais and tam. In other words, a whole onion is not as strong to give over the tam, but other things will. Take a look here at many of the mefarshim. They say the way the Bartanur is teaching the Mishnah, tafshel refers to something else besides the onion, like garlic. Usually we don't refer to a vegetable as a tafshel. So they learn the other way. They learn the Mishnah saying, we're still talking about an onion. But if an onion falls into anything else, besides adashim, bein shalom, bein mechutach, benais and tam. In other words, the adashim are more resistant. They don't get a tam so easy. So if the onion is whole, it's not a problem. I only have to worry about it when the onion is cut. But if the onion was placed into something else that's hot, we say even if it's whole, it's benais and tam. Rabbi Yehuda matir bitzachana. If an onion falls into tzachana, a whole onion, Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay. What is tzachana? Small fish that are soaking in some type of a salty fish sauce. Just take out the onion, the tzachana is mutter, provided again that the onion is whole and it didn't melt in here. And the reason is she'eini ela litel es azuma. The only reason a person puts an onion into this fish sauce is to take out the reach ra of the tzachana. It's not put in to give it a tam. That's why it doesn't aser it. However, says the Batanur, the Allah is not like Reb Yehuda. Chazing over a Mishnah, if you have an onion of truma that was placed into a tafshel of adashim, the adashim are still hot, but there's no liquid. That's the case we're talking about. If it's a whole onion, the adashim remain mutter, even for zarim. By the way, same is true the other way around. Suppose the onion that fell in is a chulin onion, but it fell into a dashim of truma. If it's a whole onion, the onion doesn't become aser. But if you cut the onion up, it's much stronger, and therefore, if it's a truma onion, it'll give a tam into the adashim. If it's a dashim of truma, it'll give a tam into the onion, because if the onion is cut up, it'll also receive more. Give a tam means you have to have a kohen taste it to see if or if not it has the taste. Until a kohen tastes it and tells me there's no truma taste here, that you don't feel the onion in the adashim, then only kahanim can eat this. It was, let's say, a garlic that falls into adashim. We say even if it's whole, it gives a tam. Some say pshat in the Mishnah is the onion falls into anything else besides adashim. Even if it's whole, it's going to give a tam. Rabbi Yehuda is matir, a whole onion that was placed in fish sauce. As long as the onion is whole and it didn't dissolve into this, didn't get mixed into the tzachana, it's not a problem because this is only done. The onion is only placed there to take away the zuam, the bad reach of the sauce.